This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the March 3rd, 1949 broadcast of the Craft Music Hall, here are Phil Harris and Elliot Lewis in a comedy segment along with Al Jolson. Jolson concludes the segment with a beautiful Irving Berlin song.
Now look, Frankie.
What is it, Curly?
Do you realize, Frankie, the greatest musicians in the world have appeared in the Kraft Music Hall and now me? Think of it, Frankie. Phil Harris is here.
Well, all good things gotta end sometimes.
All right, now don't be cute. Look, as I've told you 1,000 times, Alice is tired of you living at our house, and I'm trying to help you. Now, I'm going out of my way to get you a job with Al Jolson.
That's going as far out of the way as you can get.
Remley, you can't go any higher. Playing guitar for Jolson is like being piano tuner to the president. It's a big job. Now, watch the way you talk. Don't you realize this music hall is loaded with class? Dorothy Kirsten, the Metropolitan Diver. And Oscar Levant from the Carnegie Hall Cocktail Bar and Lounge. You've got some big people here. Now, above all, watch what you say to Jolson.
Yeah, will
you?
All right. Which one is Jolson?
Well, that's... Look, that's him coming this way. That's Jolson.
That's Jolson?
Yeah.
Poor fella.
Now, look, Remley, when you talk to him, will you be nice, be sensible?
Yeah, I know. I'll use my head.
Only as a last resort. Now, let me do the talking.
All right.
Hello, Phil. What are you doing here?
Oh, Al, how are you? Glad to see you. I dropped over. I want you to meet Frankie Remley, my guitar player.
I'm very happy to know you.
How do you know so soon?
Frankie, look, Al. He's clever at times, Al. Look, Kid's got a lot of talent. I don't want to beat around the bush, Jolson. You see, Rex all fired Frankie, and I came over here especially to saddle you. To get you to hire him.
But, Phil, look, if your sponsor fired Remley, how do you expect me to use him?
Well, you got a big orchestra. Nobody will ever hear him.
Wait a minute. Before you make any deal, I want to know something. Jolson, what type of music do you do?
Well, I sing songs like Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, April Showers on the Banks of the Wabash, Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, Yakahoola Hickadoola.
Hey, Curly,
Where Are You, Earl Tonight?
No, I wouldn't play that stuff.
Why not, Frankie?
I'd ruin my guitar.
Now listen, Remley, I didn't send for you. If I were out of work, I'd be a little nicer to people. That attitude of yours won't get you any place, you know.
Curly, this man annoys me.
Frankie. Don't you realize what you're doing? You're insulting Al Jolson.
Well, what are you getting so excited about? What's Al Jolson? Just a thin Burl Ives.
Now, look, Phil, I'd better talk this over with Oscar Levant. After all, Oscar's a wonderful musician, and he'd know whether Frank is any good or not, see? Oh, Oscar, come here, will you? Phil, this is Oscar Levant.
Oh, what a precious moment this is. Just think, to have the honor to shake the hand that contains the fingers that manipulate the cadenzas and tickle the ivories.
I'm sorry, I never place bets with bookies.
Oscar, this is Phil Harris.
I never place bets with him either.
Wait a minute. Look, Al, I want to settle this once and for all. Racetrack and bourbon highballs are not the real Harris. I have many sterling assets and rich qualities.
You have one, Alice Faye.
Now, Oscar, stop it. Phil brought over a musician he wants us to hire. A guitar player.
A guitar player?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing but a violinist to his worn his bow down to his knuckles.
Hey, Frankie.
What?
This is Oscar Levant, the great pianist.
Yeah.
This guy plays cadenzas, concertos, and etudes. And the guy plays all them things from notes.
I hate show-offs.
Look, Oscar's gonna find out if you know anything about a guitar. Go ahead, Oscar. Ask him something.
All right. Remley, do you agree that the guitar was derived from the cithara, both structurally and etymologically?
Curly.
Yeah?
Let's get out of here.
Just a minute, Phil. I got an afterthought that I should have had before. Now, if this Remley is so good, how come Jack Benny doesn't hire him?
Well, Al Benny was going to hire him. I had the deal practically closed.
What happened?
Frankie wanted money.
Look, come here, son. Don't make money your idol. Money is the root of all evil. Money. Money. How blindly thou hast been worshipped. Money.
Oh.
Money.
Remley, it's no use. We're just bumping our heads against a gold wall.
Look, Phil, why don't you go see Eddie Cantor tomorrow night? He'll be more sympathetic to a guitar player. He's got banjo eyes.
Thanks anyway. Thank you.
Folks, it's almost impossible to go on the air nowadays without singing a Berlin song. And I'm one guy who can't get enough of Berlin. I mean Irvin. This, I think, is one of his best. Remember? Remember the night you said I love you. Remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."